Heute ist der Jutbeit, Cheshvan Tovshnein sein, Rabbi Yehuda Marmasnin.
We know in this week's parasha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided that Lot should be rescued from Sodom. Now, who was Lot? What sort of person was he? So we find Midrashos Chalukos. There's a Midrash which says, "Vashem Oma El Avram, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kas Hoyo Al Avinu Avram." There was an anger on our father Avraham. Interesting Loshen, we never usually say Avinu Avraham. We normally always say Avraham Avinu. Here it says, Kasho hoyo ala Avinu Avraham, b'shoa shepirish loit benochid meimoy. Why? Because the Torah says, v'Hashem oma el Avraham. Where it says Hashem, it means hu beis dinoy. The midas hadin is mesucho alov. So what does Hashem say? Amakrish Baruch Hu Lakoil Hu Medabik Ulaloit Ben Ochiv Eina Medabik. We know that the rule is family first. Your family comes first before everyone else. So there's a big taina, there's a tefillah on our Loit, on Avraham Avinu, that Loit Ben Ochiv, Loit his nephew, is going away from him because what about your family? Lakoil Hu Medabik, Avraham Avinu is a missionary. Avraham really goes around bringing everybody tachas kanfei Hashchina, and his own nephew Lot is poirish from him. Rabbi Nechemia says, on the contrary, the kas was on Avraham Avinu because he was mekarev Lot. Kas hoyle Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'shoshim harach Lotim Avraham Avinu. Shem was angry when Lot's going with Avraham Avinu. I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani omarti lo ilazarach onasati soras hazois. I promised him. I told him I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael for your zera, for your own descendants. V'humad because Lot ben Ochiv g'dei yarshoi, and he attached himself to Lot, his nephew, and all that his nephew should inherit him. Im kein yelech v'yobi lo yishnei prostakin ma'ashuk v'yarishim eshaloi. Let him just bring two asufim, two people from the street, and make them the yarshim. What's he need Lot for? It's very, very difficult to understand such a contradiction. Then similarly, we have contradictions about Madrega of Lot. There's Oisis Rabbi Akiva. He says, Om Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Akadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakovinu, Uma Lot shetzadik gomu hoyo v'oisik b'toira. Afilo hocha loyrotz Avraham Avinu leilechimoy. Esav ochicho shu rosha gomu halei tispared mimenu. Your brother Esav, he's a rosha gomu. Get rid of him. Run away from him. You see already Avraham Avinu with Lot, who was a tzadik gomu and oisik b'toira. He didn't want to stay with him. So kavachoyme with your brother Esav. So that medrash says clearly that Lot was a great person, tzadik gomu. And Rashi in Lech Lecha says, "Kol zman shoyo rosho imo yoyo diba perish memenu." So how can it be? Is he a rosho? Is he a tzadik? Here it says tzadik gomu hoyo. There in Oisis Rabbi Akiva it says Lot is a tzadik gomu, and here it says the opposite. The Medrash Rabbah also says Yisaloid Mekedim, Rashi brings in Nosim Kadmein Shaloilam. Oh my Ef Shiloi Ba'avrom Loi Belekov. He's not only rejecting Avram Avinu, he's rejecting the Rebbeinu Shaloilam. Yef Shiloi Ba'avrom Loi Belekov. So how can it be that this same man, it says, he's a Tzadik Gomel? So of course you can say Tzidkus is relative, and that's what you also see in Rashi in this week's parasha. It says, Yiloit said, "Kshoyisi Eitzlan Shistoy, Merkadosh Baruch Hu Maase, Maase Bnei'ir, Veyisi Nir Beino, Veyisi Nir Tzadik, Nukdai Linotze, Kshov Eitzl Tzadik HaNikarosh." This morning I want to present not only the answer Dessler gives, an ingenious answer to this question, but really to show that the whole saving of light from Stoim is a parallel for us, a parallel for the Geula of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's redemption from Golos, with Bias Mashiach. As we find with David HaMelech, it says, V'heichem Matzosib B'Stoim. What was Stoim like? What were the people of Stoim like? Why was light there? Why was light saved? So Dessler's got the following ingenious mahalach. He says there's a tremendous tvi on Avraham Avinu. There's a big tain in him. Why have you got light? Why are you with light? Light's terrible. He's such a terrible influence. Get rid of him. The sooner the better. At the same time, there's also an argument that actually light leaving Beis Avram is a tefillah on Avram Avinu. Why? Because sometimes you can't tolerate a certain influence. And you have no choice but to cut yourself off from that influence. But had you been even greater, you'd have been able to cope with it. So there's a tain on Avraham Avinu. Why weren't you so great that you'd be able to incorporate light in your household? You could have been even greater. That's Dessler's pshat in the Steirus in the Medrash. If you would have been even greater, you could have kept him there. As it is, you can't possibly keep him there. Why did you keep him there for so long? You should have got rid of him. He was very damaging, he was very harmful, very negative. You can't keep such a person in your household, even though it's your nephew. That's how he answers the Kas Hoyel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kas Hoyel Avraham Avinu. There's a difficulty which I have with this Mahalach, and I'm going to suggest something which I saw the Shem Shmuel brings to answer this question, and use this to go further. What's the problem with Rav Dessler's answer? It says in the Medrash, Kas Hoyoloi Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Lakadosh Baruch Hu is very angry. He's very upset with Avram. He's upset for what? He's upset over the fact that light separated himself from Avram Avinu. But it's good. It's very good. While Avraham Avinu had light in his house, the Dibbas perish from men. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming back. So how could it say, Kas Hoyle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meshosh Light perish from men? It's true that had Avraham Avinu been even greater, it wouldn't have been necessary. But in that matzav, what's the Kas Hoyle HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a very interesting posuk in last week's parasha. Avraham Avinu says to Melech Stoim, Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem. I raise my hand up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keil Elyo, in Kedosh Shemayim V'Oretz, Im Michut V'Atzroich Na'al V'Im Ekach Im Kol HaShaloch V'Loisoim Ani Yesharati Yes Avram. I'm not going to take anything at all. You're offering me Ten Liyan Nefesh Ruchush Kach Loch. I'm rejecting the offer out of hand. Why? I don't want you to say, Ani Yesharati Yes Avram, I've made Avram Avinu rich, because Avram Avinu's wealth is not from Melech Stoim. Altogether, it's difficult to understand because Avraham Avinu was wealthy before this. He had lots of money before this. When he left Mitzrayim, he was loaded with money because Paro gave him tons of money. We left Mitzrayim. And we see Avraham Avinu was a Gvi'adir. So what's the Veloi Tomani Asharitis Avraham? What difference will it make if he does or doesn't take from the Sholol, the spoil of Stoy? And then he says, Bilodai, Rak Asha Ochlu Han Orim, Vechelika Noshim Shaholchu Iti, Ona Eshkol Mamre, Hey Mikhu Khelko. That even though he's rejecting Melech Stoim's offer of money, he's also accepting his offer of money. But not for himself. Who for? Other people. Which who are the other people? So Rashi says here, Hanorim, Avodai, Ashaholchu Iti, my servants who went with me. What did my servants do? My servants went to war. V'oid, and in addition, Oner Eshkoilu Mamre. Afal pi sh'avodai nichnsu milchomo, sh'nema huva avodai v'yakeim. Although I and my servants went to war, we were actually on the battlefront, we were fighting. V'oner v'chaveirov yoshva lakeim lishmoy. The others didn't have such an important part. All they were doing were they were the backup, they were the support, they were taking care, looking after the kelim. Afilo hocha, nevertheless, heim yikhu chelkom. They've got to take their chelik. Umimenu loma David shoma kechelik hayori lamelchomo o kechelik hayoshu la kelim yachtov yachloiku. Very, very strange. David HaMelech learns something from here. We don't find anything else David learned from Avraham Avinu. Never in Shas. You ever find anything anywhere David learned something from Avraham Avinu. One thing he learned is, when you take the sholol, split it evenly between the soldiers who were in battle and the others who weren't in battle. Don't understand. First, it's not fair. It's not fair. If you're going to war, surely you should get much more than the other people who were sitting with a very cushy job. They were just sitting in the office. I mean, they didn't have to. They didn't have to fight. Sorry, they were davening. Yeah, there could be rest of Kaddish, so could be davening. Well, it says Yoshua Lakelim. I don't know whether Ona Eshkol and Mamre were davening. I'm not sure. Ona Eshkol and Mamre were davening. It doesn't say that. Yidden could we say yeah, but Ona Eshkol. It's because of his Shmiras Hakelim. It doesn't think it's a davening. It's very interesting. Yachtov Yachloiku, they've got to divide it equally. And David HaMelech learns it from Avraham. Ulukach Nema, Vayhi Me'ayoyma Huvo Malo, Vayasimu L'choiku L'mishpot. We're making a big deal out of it. It's a choik and it's a mishpot. A special choik, a special mishpot for what? Divide up the sholol equally between the troops, the men who went to war, who did the fighting, who put their lives in danger, and the other people who also were involved in the army, but only Yoshua Lakelim. Yoshua Lakelim Mishma, they're looking after the cans of baked beans. I don't know what they're doing. They're sitting there. They're not even doing anything. It doesn't say that they're planning out, that they're the military strategy people. It doesn't say anything like that. It just says, Yoshua Lakelim Mishma. Very strange. V'loinem v'holavish kvar nitten ha'choik b'mei Avraham. The choik was already made in the days of Avraham. What's the choik? The choik is you must split the sholol evenly between the troops, the soldiers who went to war, and the other people they're there for the kelim. Very difficult to understand it. Let's go to another question. I've got the wrong Gemara here. Okay, there's Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara asks in the Dorim, why did Avraham Avinu deserve it that his descendants should be enslaved in Mitzrayim for 210 years? Why it says Neiman Nenash Avraham Avinu? It doesn't say Neiman Nenash Bnei Yisrael. Neiman Nenash Avraham Avinu. Why was Avraham punished that his descendants should be avodim in Mitzrayim? It gives a few different reasons. One of the reasons is because of this pasuk, the ten li anefesh ruchush kachloch. Why? Melech Stoim, after the battle, he seems like incredibly devious and shakran and completely unfair and unjust. He says, let's make a deal, let's split it. What do you mean split it? Avraham Avinu should get the whole lot. The whole Atzloch is Avraham Avinu. It's all B'derech Nes and it's all Avraham. He says, let's split it. What do you mean split it? You've got nothing to do with this. There's a Taina in Avraham Avinu. When Melech Stoim said to him, Ten li ha-nefesh v'chush kachloch, you know what he should have said? I'll take the nefesh, and you take the ruchush. Why? Because if you give me the nefesh, the prisoners of war, I'll be makarev them. I'll bring them tatzkan v'ashkina. So Avraham Avinu did the whole of his life. The whole of the life of Avraham Avinu was going around bringing people tatzkan v'ashkina to be aminim nashem. So why didn't he do that with these prisoners of war after this battle? He could have said to Melech Stoim, let's do the opposite deal. You're offering me this deal, I'll do it the other way around. You can have the Ruchush, and I'll take the Nefesh. So because he didn't bring these, he missed out on an opportunity of a Kiruv, a chance for Kiruv, didn't go to the Chalabek, or didn't do something he could have done for Kiruv. No, you didn't go to Chalabek, you didn't do the Kiruv, you didn't have Shabbat UK, you didn't do any part of it. No, it's a big taina. 210 years Shibud Mitzrayim. So the kash is obvious. What's the connection between the crime and the punishment? The punishment has to fit the crime. What's the connection between not being Makarev, those people, not bringing them Tachas Kamfei Hashchina, and 210 years of Shibud Mitzrayim? Doesn't seem to be any remote connection between one and the other. This week's parasha, Lot is being rescued. So what do the... what do the Malachim do? It says in Yalkut Shemoni, Vayovoyu shnei amalochim stoim berev, ukshem shehichzik yodom, just as he held their hands, kein hichziku biyodoi, v'om alohem, al tabitu achreichem, shari yoldar shchina. Don't look back, because the shchina's come down. Idis, ishtoi shel Lot, Idis, the wife of Lot, nichmu rachmea b'noisea nesuois b'stoim. She felt, she was overcome with mercy, with compassion towards her daughters, her married daughters, who were left behind in Stoim. V'bita achreho, and she looked back, lirois imhoilchois hein achreho, to see if her daughters, her married daughters who are left behind, if they're going to follow her out of Stoim. V'rosa achreo ha-shchina, she saw the shchina v'nasa tziv melech. So you understand this idea, she saw the shchina, she became a pill of salt, because it says, lo yirani odem achoy, person can't see Hashem and stay alive. We know a lot of things we're not allowed to see the Shechina. It says actually that's why when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're meant to have your eyes closed, or else look inside the Siddur. Why? Because the Shechina is in front of you. So that's an halacha. You have to have either have your eyes shut when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, or else your eyes are in the Siddur. The Shechina is there. So she saw the Shechina, so she died. So it says there, Lot was told, take your wife and take your daughters who are not the unmarried daughters. And he used the Lashon, Shtei b'noisecha ha-nimtzois. The Yalkut says, Shtei metziois rus ha-moyavio v'nama ha-moynis, motzosi dovid avdi, heichan motzosi b'stoim. Uksiv hinei bosi b'megilas seifa kosvolai. In more detail, in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara says, Nivomus Ayin Zayin, that David HaMelech thought he's just now become a king. He says, Ani omarti, Rashi's b'shoshin shachti atobosi ligdulo mikor posk ligdulazu. I thought I've just been anointed, I've been made a king, I've now been raised to this elevated position, just been elected. V'lo yodati, and I didn't know, shimimei Avram, nichtav alai b'Megillas Sefer. It was already written in the days of Avram, Megillas Sefer. What's this Megillas Sefer? Where do we see such a thing? So the Gemara says here that Dorash Rova Maidich Siv Pitachl Meisera Amadovne Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shleim Shnei Mesoris Shor Yolai Pitachtim Reusam Avim Na Amoynis and Dorash Rova Alaytim Dorash Rova Maidich Siv Oza Marti Yinei Bosim Gilas Sefer Kosov Alai Amadovid Ani Amarti Ato Bosi V'lo Yodati Shem Gilas Sefer Kosov Alai Hosam Ksivanim Tzois Hocha Ksiv Motzosi Dovid Avdi B'Shemen Kodshi Meshachtiv. It says, I found David my servant, B'Shem and Kodshi Meshachtiv, I've anointed him with the holy oil. So it says over here there's some kind of unclear, some sort of connection between David HaMelech and Stoim, the place of light, the place of Roshoim. What's one thing got to do with the other? You can say, simple answer, it's just because David HaMelech is descended from Rus, and Rus is descended from the Bnois Light. That's all it means. But let's see if there's something deeper in it. I'm going to ask another question which seems to be unrelated. You'll see it's all Me'inyan Le'inyan. It says in the Torah, Ki sotsu el'ir yomim rabim lilochim olah. That's also. You're going to fight, you're going to capture a city, you're besieging this city for many days. Very, very strange pasuk. The Torah says, you know why you mustn't cut the trees down when you go to war? A person is a tree. A person is a tree. You don't understand this? Are you a tree? He says his brain is like a stick holz, a piece of wood. He's not a tree. A person's not a tree. A person's a person. A tree's a tree. What's it mean? Ki odom eitz hasodah. So he grows and they produce fruit and produce fruit. But what's the dimion? What's it mean? Ki odom eitz hasodah. What's the deeper meaning of this Ha'odometz HaSodah? He finds tremendous chaymer on the Inyan of brochas. So somebody doesn't say a brocha. It's ki l'goizl me'akadosh baruch hu v'knes Yisrael. Goizl me'akadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu's got everything you can't steal from him. He's got it before, he's got it afterwards. And knes Yisrael, how is everyone in the world affected by whether I say a brocha? So I want to start with a chiddush in Hashem Yishmu. It's a little bit, a bit on the deep side, but we can do it. If we explain it simply, it's all we can help. What's going on over here? Hashem Yishmu says a teretz on the stiras in Midrashim. He says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yidei Machshavos." The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how what's in a person's mind. So Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the reality. Light has no business with Avraham Avinu at all. Light can't be with Avraham Avinu. Why? Because he's on a different wavelength. Because light is nizgoya. He believes, I'm the Yerush of Avraham. And the whole binyan of the world is going to come from me. And he says, Yisoid, you cannot have a hashpah from anyone unless you're nichna to him. If you're not nichna to the person, he can't influence you in any way. Avraham Avinu can only have hashpah on light until light gets into his head this idea, I'm the Yerush. Once he believes, I'm the Yorish, because Avraham's got no children, I'm the nephew, I'm going to be Ashnit, then already, Rabbi Yishim's Yedea Talumois, he says, you can't have Ashpo. He says, Yodua, Shesei de Oilam Mubder Shem Ashpio Mekabel, Hein Begashmis Vein Beruchnis. The way the world is set up, the world is a Mashpia, there's a Mashpia and there's a Mekabel, a giver and a taker. In Gashmis and Ruchnis. And just like in Gashmis, the Mekabel is Nichna to the Mashpia, in Ruchnis is the same thing. Yev Shel Mekabel Lekabel Elok Shu Nichna Mashpia. So one's light is Nizgoya, that's it. So light has to go away from Avraham Avinu. So Avraham, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like Rebbe Nechemia said, Kas Hoya Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shoshim halach leitim Avraham. But what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Kas hoyel Avraham avinu b'shoshim pirish leit benochim imoy Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'koylu medabek. He says that Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'koylu medabek is in Avraham avinu's mind. In Avraham avinu's mind, he thinks, now that light is going away, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to be very angry with me. Rabbi Yishim is going to have tainas. He's going to say, you're makar of the whole world, and what about your family? You're ignoring your family. But that's not the reality. Because since light has got this machshava, and he's not nichna, he has to leave. He has to leave Avraham. For that reason, the neshama of David HaMelech was found in the Oimek Klipas Light, in the depth of the Klipa of Light. Because it says Yodua, Hadovi Yodua, don't think to anyone here, perhaps, but he says Hadovi Yodua, the Neshomois Nitzrofois Bedova Shehevchon. Neshomas always have their tziruf with something that's opposite to them. And since David's name, the Avnei says this, David HaMelech's name is Dalad Vov Dalad. That's his Mahus. And the Dalad at the beginning, Dalad at the end, Dalad is Lashon of Dalus, of being low. That David HaMelech had the greatest level of Dalus. So he said, V'noichi toilas v'loyish, I'm a worm, not a man. David HaMelech's whole attitude towards himself was absolute hachnor. Seeing that all the toivas and all the brachas that David HaMelech received never had any impact on him at all to change his level of humility. That's David. So Heichon Motzosi is David Avdi Bistoim. Because David HaMelech had the tziruf and the zichuch in light and the tziruf and zichuch in stoim. What does this mean? We have to take it a bit further. I'm going to compare it a little bit to something I once saw in Ali Shur. Ali Shur brings that I think it's a direct parallel. It brings that the Dalad Malchus, Dalad Golius, are three in one. What's the three in one? There's Golus Bovel, there's Golus Yovel, and there's Golus Modai. He says there are three forms of opposition to Malchus Shemayim. The first is the Musav Golus Bovel, which is about power and control. That's what Nuchanetzah represented, absolute domination and power and control. Very, very strong Yetzirah, which still exists today. Yovon is the idea that human beings can only go anywhere with their own intellect. They should never accept any truth from another source. All truth has to be worked out yourself. That's Yovon. It's another opposition to Malchus Shemayim because it's completely connected to the Torah. That's why at the time of Hanukkah they were goyzon Torah because it's connected, completely connected. They don't mind, but they don't mind you learning Torah, but it's the Torah Sechel. The Torah Sechel is Torah Hashem. That's what the Yovonim oppose. And Modai, that's like Achashverosh, where you saw he had these massive feasts, the banquets. It's about pleasure. It's about focusing your life. Your life is just about having a good time. Just about indulging. Just about eating and drinking. And that's the third type. So obviously they could be compared. That's Gilarois, Avodah Zorah, and Shvichas Domim. The Gilarois is Modai, the Avodah Zorah is Yovon, because after all, why does the person serve Avodah Zorah? Because he's totally unwilling to accept direction from above. And Shvichas Domim is Bovel, because that's control. No, I can control anything and everyone. And Nebuchadnezzar murdered people without the slightest hesitation. That's Shvichas Domim, that's Bovel. And Shlomo Volbe writes there, and he brings this from Svarim, that all these three, Bovel, Yovan and Modai, all three together, are combined in Edoim. So our Golas today, which is Golas Edoim, is the whole lot. It's the focus on all those things. The focus, the obsession with power and control, which I suppose is you see a lot in politics and also in relationships and families and in businesses and in the workplace. It's Bovel. And then there's Yovon, this unwillingness to listen to anything if you haven't worked it out yourself, don't accept any truth without questioning it. And Modai, the pleasure, of course the whole world is about have a good time. Try and enjoy yourself as much as possible. Eat as much as you can, and then go on a diet. I mean, it's Modai. It's a whole lot together. It's Golas. It's all three together. Similarly, the Shemesh Shmuel says that the Ovois and David HaMelech represented exactly the same thing on the other side. What's that mean? Avram Avinu is Masakin, the first Avera. There are three stages of Avera. The Dor HaMabul, there's Dor HaMabul, Dor Enosh, and Dor HaFlogo. The Chet of Dor HaMabul is Be'ikah Gilui Arayos. The Chet of Dor Enosh is Avodah Zorah. And the Chet of Dor HaFlogo is Shvichas Domim. Why is it Shvichas Domim? Because it's about cutting off the link between Elyonim and Tachtoinim, which is like Shvichas Domim, where you cut off the life from the person. Avraham Avinu is Masakin the Chet of Dor HaMabul, which is Gilui Arayos. Where do we see it in Avraham Avinu is Masakin Gilui Arayos? Last week, Sedra. It says, Hinei no yadati ki yishrifas mareot. He hadn't even seen his own wife. It was completely Masukin in this. Yitzchok Avinu is Masakin the Chet of Avodah Zorah, because he's complete in his battle to Rabbeinu Shloilam to be Nechel Agav Mizbeach, that's Kneged Dor Enosh. And Yaakov is Masakin Shvichas Domim, Kneged Dor HaFlogo, like we see with Yaakov Vinu, that it says about Reuven is a Tipper Rishoyna, that it's total opposite of Shvichas Domim. There's been nothing wasted, nothing. There's only constant joining of Elyonim Tachtoinim, like the Sulam, which is Mutzav Arts, and Ereshim Geshemayim, which you see Yaakovinu. Yaakovinu represents the opposite of the Shvichas Domim, the complete antithesis of that Doim. Stoim had all three together. They were called Anshei Stoim, Roim, V'chatoim Lashem, and Ma'oid. The Shem Shmuel says the Chatoim is Gilui Arayos, the Lashem is Ba'avodah Zorah, and the Ma'oid is Shvichas Domim. Ma'oid is Shvichas Domim. So David HaMelech goes there to Stoim. What for? Well, how is David HaMelech in Stoim? He's in Stoim in the form of his ancestor Ruz, whose ancestor is the daughter of Loit. Because David HaMelech, after the three of us, after Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, is koilel the tikkun of all three, and that's why Melech Mashiach comes from David HaMelech, because then there's a total tikkun of all three things. Why are all three necessary? So the Maral says, the Chetei Tzadas, a very interesting idea. Maral explains, Chetei Tzadas is linked very much to the Tam Ha'etz for Tam Ha'pri being changed. That before the Avera, before Chetei Tzadas, the Tam Ha'etz is the same as the Tam Ha'pri. The fruit and the tree taste exactly the same. What does it mean the fruit and the tree taste the same? It means to say there's no separation. The essence of Eitz Hadas is separation. What does Eitz and Pri parallel. The Eitz and Pri is the parallel between the Boira and the Nivra, the creator and the created, the creation. That when the creation is with the creator, when they're joined together, there's no possibility of deviating from Ritzon Hashem. Because you're together. The Eitz and the Pri are together. If the Eitz and the Pri are together, they're going to have the same Tam. The Tam Eitz is going to be the same as the Pri. So the essence of Chet Eitz Hadas is the separation from Hashem, making it the Tam Eitz is not Tam Pri. Now we can understand a little bit why man is compared to Eitz HaSoda, he autumn Eitz HaSoda. Because just like the Eitz HaSoda can only live when it's joined, when it's attached. And as soon as you chop the tree down, it can't live anymore. It's got no chibur. It's not joined anymore to its source, to the source of its chiyus. So too the human being, the nivra, can only exist properly, it can only function properly when it's joined to its source. This is from Maskil Shloima, this is the next little bit, and it's a brilliant idea. Yes, amazing. He says, David HaMelech learns from Avraham, split the sholol equally with the people who are giving the supports, the ones who are Yoshma Akelim, and the ones who are going to war. Why? That's Tikkun Eitz Hadas. Why is it Tikkun Eitz Hadas? It's the Yesoid that you don't just look at what you have, you look at where it's coming from. How are the people able to go to war? They're only able to go to war because of the backup people. So split the sholol equally. That's the choik. David HaMelech learns a choik. Split the sholol equally between the soldiers who went to war, what you see in front of you, and what you can't see. And that's the whole of life is about this. About looking at what you can't see, looking at the mesoiv, looking at the cause. When the Chazal is so strict about Birchas HaNenin, they're saying, you've got to connect what you've got to where it's coming from. That's the Tikkun Chet Eitz Hadas. All those in Yonim, Avodah Zarah, Geroah Shvichas Domim, all those Averis like Yovon and Bovel and Modai, it's all about separating us from our source. Making us unwilling to accept the source because we're going after Bovel. What's Bovel? Bovel is that focus, that obsession with power and control, which is all the prevention of hachno, of accepting. That's the loit that you said before. Loit can't be with Avraham because he's not nichna anymore. So he won't receive any hashbar from Avraham Avinu. He'll get nothing from Avraham Avinu. So kol zman, there's no David, there's no Mashiach, there's no Geula. It's because you've still got a light. You've still got this gaiva. You've still got this opposition to Malchus Shemaim in Bovel. In Yovon, which is the obsession with human intellect. I've got to study. I've got to learn. I've got to find out. You can't just tell me something if I don't understand it. I've got to just get to the bottom of it. I have to get to the bottom of everything. I can't just accept something. So Golus puts us through situations where there's such hester upon him. We don't understand what's going on, where nothing makes sense. Well, a lot of things don't make sense. And in that, we're being masakin this inyan of Yovon, that we're accepting things which we can't fathom, which we can't grasp, which are beyond us. And the same thing with Modai. The focus, the turning your mind totally to pleasure and enjoyment and eating and drinking and more pleasure and more pleasure and more pleasure is again to try to prevent the connection between the Eitz and the Pri, the connection between the human being and the creator of the world. This is a fascinating bio which can help us with our other question. We ask this question. I'm not claiming this is the easiest shir to follow, but it is all connected. And you see, it really is one fairly simple thread. The reason given in the Gemara, why was it that Avraham Avinu suffered with Shibud Mitzrayim, and his son, his descendants that go to Mitzrayim, is because he didn't bring people tachas kamfa shchina. How did that Avera have a tikkun in Shibud Mitzrayim? I think the answer is poshut. If you didn't spend enough of your effort and your time and your money and your strength to bring the care of people to Hashem, you're failing in the basic point, which is bring the Tama Eitz and Tama Pri together. Bring the Nivra back to the Boreh. That's the purpose. Bring the Nivra, bring the Tama Eitz Katama Pri. How do you do it? Shibud Mitzrayim. What happened in Shibud Mitzrayim? Vatal Shavosam Elikim and Avoida. What did Mitzrayim achieve? Mitzrayim achieved absolute submission that all of Klal Yisrael realized there's no way out of this place. You can't get out. You can't escape. There's no possibility of Ishtadlus getting out of Mitzrayim. The only thing we can do is turn to Rebbein Shloim. Anitzak al Hashem Elokei Aviseinu. We dive into the Rebbein Shloim. In that way, there's a tikkun. And perhaps with this shiur this morning, we've got a mahalach, a way to understand to some degree how our matzav of today is the b'chin of stoim. That we're in a stoim, we have to get out of stoim. How do you get out of stoim? You can get out of stoim, but heichan matzosiv David Avdi, it's with working on this, connecting the Tama Eitz, the Tama Pri, through the Hachno, through the acceptance. And how does it happen? Just like the Peresh Mishnayos, the Rambam says that Kol Yisrael Shem Chelek Lembo, you get to Olam Habo, Rotzach Hashbokh Mizach Yisrael Afi Chirbun Torah and Mitzvahs, Hashbokh wants Mizach Yisrael, so he gave us loads of Torah Mitzvahs, we've got to do one Mitzvah Lishmo, just one thing properly, so here we do one thing properly, Loit did one thing properly. What was that? He was Mois Nef, she didn't mass on his uncle. That's the one thing he did properly. So the one way, that's how you get out. So we all try. That was, yeah.
And even that was
Shabbat Tassel. And even that was Shabbat Tassel. That was the one thing he did properly. That's the beginning of Rotzach Shvok Zaksis Stroh. So with that, we should be Zoicha to Yeshua Hashem Bekorov.
About the half the
yeah, that's why the half split half the list.